Sequester. How many times can you say that fast? Jeez, that was at least five times. It's a bunch of hype. It's a bunch of BS. The Federal Reserve cartel is behind the scenes, printing money out of thin air. At the end of the day, money is not real. Scarcity is what the system is all about. And at the end of the day, our resources are what is real. Our energy is what is real. And it's not necessarily a scarcity-based energy system that we have in our world today. It's perpetuated by a certain interest that you and I like to call fill in the blank. The point is, we don't have to have the restraints that we have in our world today. Much of these restraints are completely manufactured, without a doubt. You and I get this, but the rest of the people out there, they're stuck in the paradigm that is sequesters and debt ceilings and fiscal cliffs and a bunch of other nonsense. They're also stuck in the paradigm that is artificial scarcity, artificial energy, gas and oil being made from fossils of dinosaurs. You and I both know that that's a bunch of BS. You and I both know that we could look at Nikola Tesla for alternative energy. We could look at so many other things beyond, again, the paradigm that is our current scarcity-based system. The question is, how do we get beyond this? How do we work to move beyond the current restraints that we have in our world today? Many of these restraints, again, are manufactured by the powers that shouldn't be themselves. Anyways, we'll take a look at some of these very important themes with our guest tonight, Mitchell Jacobs. Mitch is an actor and screenwriter, and we'll be discussing his new project, Worlds Apart. He says elements of the Occupy movement, the Zeitgeist movement, and indigenous cultures of North America put worlds apart in an entirely different category of political contemporary drama. This film inspires change on a macro and micro sociological level while promoting the need for environmental preservation. And is this the environmental preservation that we see from Agenda 21? I hope not. We follow Liam Martin in this film through his recovery process as his current value system is challenged through an entirely new system of thought. Worlds Apart promotes solidarity, community, and social cohesion to achieve common goals in an egalitarian process. He says he hopes to provide a beautifully captured experience to inspire those who watch, and I'm interested to learn more about this film with our guest tonight, Mitch Jacobs, coming up in just a little bit. After our first break, quick update on the Rico Nagel case. If you missed Friday's show, you have to listen to it. We'll be on tomorrow night with Cecilia. That's not her name. Celia Farber is her name. Celia is a great writer, a great researcher, and she's been doing a lot to expose this case. SaveRico.com, of course, the website. They are torturing this child, and it needs to stop, and we are getting the word out as loud as possible. All right, we got to take that quick break. And when we come back, as promised, Mitch Jacobs from the new project, Worlds Apart.
The Bob Justin Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
No matter which way you slice it, we are living in serious times. And serious times call for serious measures. Mitch Jacobs, let's see here. I met him back in 2009. Came down to Fort Myers for a sign holding and brought the bullhorn. Not that I need the bullhorn. I can speak loudly on my own. And good guy, an activist of the type, of the ilk that I appreciate. We stayed in touch here and there over the years, but he recently got in touch with me and said, hey, I'm working on a new project, a film called Worlds Apart. He's an actor and a screenwriter, and this is his project now that he's working on, and he got my interest. I'm interested to learn more. Now, I haven't screened any of it yet. I've just read very little about it, so we'll be learning together as the show goes on tonight. Mitch, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. How are you?
Hey, am I on?
You're on live, man. Let's do it live, as Bill O'Reilly would say. We'll do it live.
Hey, man. Good to be on. Glad to hear from you, Bob. Great to hear from you. It's been a little while, but still alive, still kicking, and still doing what I can to make some changes.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters, man. We just got to stick with it, you know, and that's all you can do, really, because in a world where things are so effed up, you just kind of got to stick with it and stay sane however possible and smoke copious amounts of marijuana. No, I'm joking. but don't, can we, Mr. Producer, can we press the dump button on that, please?
Yeah,
Okay. Mitch, tell me about Worlds Apart. How'd you get involved?
Okay, basically, Worlds Apart, I've been acting, I guess, for about 10 years now, and through the course of doing different films, I've always wanted to write my own. And I've gone through a lot of screenwriting books, and I've taken a lot of tips from other people. And 2 years ago, I thought of a story about a young boy who wasn't able to see his father because his father was very, very radical, and his wife didn't like it. And it was inspired off of a true story, actually. And basically, it was about a reuniting of a son and his dad later on in the future as the son got older. And the son turns out to be a complete, Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh type conservative who is pro-war, and he's very much against, immigrants coming into the country. He's extremely conservative, and when he finally runs into his father again, he learns who his dad is, and they had completely opposite points of view politically. And so there's a huge conflict there, among the family, and then also through politics. And basically, this young man, actually, he's a man now, he's going through undergrad school. He's put into a position where he's out in this rural area around where the Miccosukee Indians live, and he's kind of taken completely out of his element. And that's kind of the idea behind Worlds Apart. You have these two different sides. This one kid who's believing everything that's being told to him by the mass media, and then he's finally going out of his element and learning about some of the truths that are really going on in the world, about some of the reality. And so it's about a transformation. It's about a coming-of-age transformation of this person's life.
You know, people realize, or don't realize, rather, that you don't just wake up and all of a sudden through osmosis get the big picture, or even the small picture for that matter. It's an awakening process. For you personally, Mitch, how did that process take place, and how has that been an inspiration to this film?
How have I awakened? I would say, it was an extreme process. I've always kind of, it's kind of like that Matrix line, you felt it your whole life, something is wrong. I've kind of felt like that, and I've just started to randomly stumble upon just radical stuff. And, ever since, I think this has been like 10 years now of a process where once you start to wake up to one thing, you start to want to learn more about other stuff. You start to want to learn more about how maybe the pharmaceutical industry is corrupt. Oh, shit, well, if they're corrupt, maybe the government's corrupt. Maybe the 9/11 story wasn't exactly the way that the media portrays it to be. And then you just start to unfold more and more and more and more layers. And then it just doesn't stop. It just continues. It transforms into something bigger. So hopefully we can capture a quick transformation within 2 hours in the movie.
And do you have funding behind this? Are you a big Hollywood star now? Is this going to be a mainstream film?
No, this is going to be an independent film. We are going to be having some funding behind it. It's going to be shot very well. We're not going to be shooting it on a Sony Handycam or anything like that. We're trying to rent the Red camera, which was used the Epic, which was used on The Hobbit, and the Red is also used in Social Network and stuff like that. So we're going to be using top quality stuff to film it. It is going to be an independent. It's going to be a non-union. And, we're just going to try to connect a bunch of communities together to make this project happen, because I think it's important for people to see.
Yeah, I agree. Tell me a little bit more about the plot here. Okay, so we have somebody who is taken out of their element. They're a Rush Limbaugh listening neocon. And, I mean, towards the end, you don't want to give away the film, obviously, but tell me a little bit about what ends up happening with him once he's at this reservation.
Okay, so basically, he is a he's aspiring to be a law student, okay, and he wants to be a politician. And throughout the beginning of the story, you start to see that he has actually a substance problem. So he's doing a little bit of drinking. And you find out that he's having a lot of difficulties talking in front of people and portraying his point without being intoxicated. And basically, he ends up in a rehabilitation center. And one of his professors, who actually doesn't think like him, one of his professors actually tells him that over the summer, before he decides to go to law school, that he should come to this rehabilitation center out in the middle of rural Florida, where there's Miccosukee Indians, and it's just completely different. And so he ultimately has to make the choice at the beginning of the film, you know, am I going to accept this? Am I going to admit that maybe I have a problem? Because Liam Martin is a control freak, and he does everything his way or the highway. He doesn't want to he doesn't want to listen to anybody. So he makes the decision to go out there, and immediately he's immersed with, like, all this radical stuff. Like, he meets, I don't want to give away too much, but he meets a family member, and, also he meets a love interest out there who, interestingly enough, is non-white, and he's not used to that either. So that's a little bit different. And they make him do yoga classes, and he gets dirty, and that's where the plot starts to get kind of comical, because he's having to kind of submit himself to this program. And then throughout the course of the film, he's learning about environmentalism. He's learning about, you know, how to live sustainably. He's learning how to live without a cell phone or without a television. And it's basically, he's succumbing to this minimalist perspective. And, also, you know, from that family member, he's learning about, you know, radical politics and stuff like that. So he's getting this complete, transition that's happening to him. And I think it's gonna connect with a lot of people in that way, to where you kind of, when you first start to wake up, you kind of feel like you're on your own in this big, big sea of people. And what we're doing with this main character is we're taking somebody out of that sea of people, somebody that isn't awake, somebody that is like a neocon, like you said, and we're putting him into a situation where he's dealing with people that are progressive and that are trying to work for change and that are thinking about, you know, making things happen in this world. And so it's like a complete flip-flop, and then drama happens and blah, 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 blah. And I don't want to give away too much, but
Don't give away too much. Mitch, when we come back, I want to ask you what some of those radical politics that you mentioned are. Do you get into 9/11 explicitly? Do you talk about the Federal Reserve cartel? We'll talk about those themes, and then we'll branch out a bit beyond the film and get your understanding of where we stand in our effed up world today. I keep saying that, but that's really what it is. Anyways, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight, Mitch Jacobs from the film Worlds Apart. And you're not going to want to miss it. We're just getting warmed up. Here we go. Quick break. We'll be back.
The Bob Tuscan Show. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We're talking with Mitch Jacobs, his film World's Apart. And Mitch, I assume that you play the lead character, Liam Martin, in the film. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is, actually. We weren't sure about doing that at the very beginning when I was writing it, but it was an easy thing to fall into. It was up to the director, Pat Mitchell, and he said, yes, go ahead and do it. So, simple. I know the script, and I've been in the business for a little bit. So yes, sir. I will be playing Liam Martin.
What other films have you done? Anything we know?
Actually, I just finished Breaking Up with Rosie, which is an independent that's going to be that's a full length feature that's going to be playing at the Gasparilla Film Festival. I've done a couple other features, and then some union commercials and stuff like that, and a handful of shorts, too.
All right, cool. Well, It's hard to stay employed as an actor, and it sounds like you've kept busy somewhat. Let me ask you, we were talking about the awakening process of the lead character in the film, Liam Martin, and you mentioned that he was turned on to some themes, some radical politics, as you put it. Do you get explicit with some of the issues that we might talk about on the show? Does he watch Building 7's collapse in the video? Does he learn about fractional reserve banking and post-scarcity economics and all these different things that we would talk about?
Actually, one of the main themes that you were mentioning at the very beginning of the show was something that was touched on in the film, the illusion of scarcity, where items are deliberately made scarce to bring the value of them up, especially planned obsolescence, where things are made inherently to last a certain amount of time so that the system can keep perpetuating itself, to keeping you buying, to keep you consuming. And I guess I should be careful with the word radical, too, because, you know, to us, this is reality. It might be radical to somebody watching, you know, Bill O'Reilly or something like that, but this is the truth. This is the real stuff of what's going on. Other themes are brought up into the film that Liam isn't used to hearing, something like a class war, the elitists that are controlling, you know, everything. Also the way that oil is used to basically control the way cities are developed. They want us in more cars. They want more freeways so that we, you know, so that we can continue consuming oil. When there's so much, the technology and renewable resources is just insane. They can make automated hydroponic grow towers if they want to put food into places that have a hard time growing food. The solar power is insane. The geothermal, wind, wave. There's so many different mediums of energy, and a lot of those themes are brought up too. And there's also some rants that you hear in the film that do touch on some of the events that have happened before. But mainly, the film talks about the system disorder. You know, we have all these symptoms of the system disorder, and the idea is to kind of let's get at the actual system. You know, what is it that is causing all of these symptoms to happen?
Right. Well, we're going to take calls in just a little bit, Mitch. 800. That was my former number. 800-313-9443. That's troll free at 800-313-9443. But I got to say this, there's a certain amount of my listeners out there that are very skeptical of anything that has to do with sustainability, with Agenda 21, any of these, you know, notions that we just brought up could potentially have a dark side to them. Are you as well aware of the potential hazards when we talk about sustainability and environmentalism and that kind of thing?
Well, actually, I've just started hearing about Agenda 21, and I'd like to know a little bit more about that, because I know that that's something that people are very skeptical of. It's like government-controlled, corrupt, I don't know, I'd like to hear a little bit more about it.
Yeah, and then we have things like the smart grid that are supposed to help us, but in actuality, you know, are huge invasion of our privacy, our huge centralization of control and power. So there's a lot of cons to some of these, you know, topics that we talk about. Although you and I might see it in one respect, there's a certain interest behind the scenes that are going to use it to manipulate the masses to fulfill their own desires, just like Al Gore with his global warming and that kind of thing.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's done under the guise of, hey, we got to save the planet, and it sounds good, but then they suck you in, and next thing you know, we're under their control. Hey, we got to take that quick break as promised, and we'll come back with some phone calls, 800-313-9443, and I'll ask you how they can see the film and where they can learn more about it on the other side.
We'll be right back. Tuscan.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
That's 800-313-9443. We're talking with Mitch Jacobs, the film Worlds Apart. And, well, let's go ahead and ask him. Mitch, when's the film scheduled to be released, and how would they be able to find it? What's the website? So on and so forth.
Okay, actually, principal photography starts in June, July. That's when we're going to be shooting the film. We're in pre-production right now. Hopefully we'll be all set with post, by maybe November. You can find out about the film on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, just type Worlds Apart and you'll find it. And we will be having a website. It's in development right now. It's going to be worldsapartfilm.com, where you can find all about the website and follow the blog. You can follow us on Facebook. All the different updates that are going to be made through the production, and so that's where you can find us.
Awesome. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to somebody in Chicago. Jerry. Sorry, Jerry. I didn't have your name in front of me. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing, Bob? You know, you need an hour, man. You get some really good... You say you need more than an hour. You get some really good guests on your show. Your guest, he made a comment early in the show about, you know, he looked at something like into the pharmaceuticals and it was corrupt, and then he wondered, oh, I wonder if this is, you know, corrupt or are they lying to us? And
right.
That's exactly what I did 4 years ago, but it's kind of funny that he touches on, you know, he writes this movie about a guy that doesn't have television, doesn't have this, and then got to learn to be a little bit more self-sufficient. I think he could have wrote the movie about me about 15 months ago. I worked on a cottage. No television, no internet, no phone service. I couldn't even get a radio station.
How was that? Did you have to? I mean, you're from Chicago, so you're from the inner city or the suburbs of the city. How was that for you? Did you find it to be a good experience, one that has centered you? And I mean, I had a similar experience that I'll get into in a little bit, but I'm interested to hear how it went for you.
I'll tell you what, it was the best experience of my life. I got into nature. I made it a point to go out for my entertainment and look at the stars, the sunsets, listen to the river go by, the rippling mm-hmm. of the water, wait at 7:30 for the coyotes to howl from across the river. I mean, I look forward to these things every single day. It was a spiritual awakening for me, I want to say.
Yeah, I also had something similar take place two times in my life. One, when I was a teenager, I went to a wilderness program, if you will, and we ended up hiking 6-7 miles a day with just a sleeping bag and a couple sticks, literally, to make fire. So I was completely living a primitive lifestyle. And, well, at the end of the two-month experience, I felt revived. You know, I felt better than I had ever felt before, and I think a lot of people experience the same sort of awakening, if you will, when they get off the grid. When, especially, you know, nowadays I don't have a TV in my house. You know, yes, I need the internet to do the show and to research and publish work that I do, but I definitely don't have a TV. There's nothing but programming on there. That's why they call it television programming. And I don't have a microwave. I don't use those sorts of things. And I feel like, you know, I'm better off because of that. I moved out of the city, which was a big decision for me. And, the rest is history. Mitch, what gave you the inspiration for that? Did you personally have an experience where you lived a more primitive lifestyle without the day-to-day distractions that we face?
Yes, actually, I lived at the, there's a nonprofit called the Hapahatchee Center, which is right on the Estero River, an absolutely beautiful place. I lived and worked there for a while. I wouldn't say it was completely primitive, but, you know, I didn't watch TV. There was a lot more, spiritual activities. There was kayaking, there was, yoga. So I found a connection with nature there that I have never, ever felt before. And it's liberating, man. I mean, it's a place where you can detach and
yeah.
that you don't have to get advertised to, you know, every second of your day.
Buy this, buy that. They want us to be consumers and just zombies. And I definitely see that when you remove yourself from that, you realize, hey, I'm a human being. I'm a part of nature. I'm not separate from nature. That's why permaculture and those sorts of things are so important, that we start to work within nature and not against nature. Jerry, are we sounding like a bunch of new age hippies here, or is this making sense?
No, it sounds like the type of guys that I would like to hang out with, to be honest with you. And I hope there's more people like that listen to your show. And you got a great show. I hope you get more time, though. All right, and have a good one, guys. Good talking to you.
You too, Jerry. Take care. You know, I kind of like doing an hour, Mitch, because it goes by real fast. which is a good thing, because with a little one at the house and everything else that I'm juggling, as much as I'd like to flesh some of these guests out and these topics out more, the hour kind of compacts it into a nice, tightly bundled package for me to present, and leaves the listeners hopefully wanting more. Tomorrow night, again, Celia Farber will be coming on for an update on the Rico Nagel case, something that I'm very passionate about. Today I called Child Protection Services. I don't even want to call them that, because they're not protecting anyone. If anything, in this case, they're torturing, kidnapping, and abusing this little bundle of joy. And, geez, it's just so horrific what they're doing to him. If you missed that show, please go to our archives. And, Mitch, I want to continue this discussion, however, with you on some of the radical themes that are brought up in this film through the main character. And is there any reason why, obviously you mentioned you're an actor, but is there any reason why you chose this format as opposed to making a documentary?
Oh, actually, we were making a documentary. We went to D.C., when the Occupy movement was really going strong, and we started making a film called Be the Change, which is a film basically an inspirational piece to promote people to understand that they still have a voice, you know, to bring back a protest culture. And, yeah, we went to D.C. We met, I met Lee Camp. I met Ray McGovern. Got some good interviews with them. Yeah, and basically we just we wanted to shoot more of it in different cities, but then it started to die down, and we're basically just putting together all the footage from that and seeing if we can...
What happened with the Occupy movement? It got completely co-opted. It became nothing more than a socialist movement in some areas, and I don't know. As much as I was a fan of it in the very, very beginning... and actually, I did a number of different interviews where I was able to inject some real themes that the protest movements should be presenting and exposing. It definitely got co-opted and kind of fizzled out, huh?
Yeah, it got co-opted. One of the major problems with it was that there was so many people that were participating that had different views. They had different goals. You know, some people, their goal was, you know, vote for this person, and then there was, you know, there were anarchists, and then there was, you know, there's just a bunch of different people in one spot, and it was hard to kind of come to, you know, a good democratic decision-making process. And also the co-opting, the, you know, their police that were being instilled as protesters, causing a lot more problems so that, you know, they could easily apprehend different groups of people. There were undercovers and, you know, the ultimate shutting down of all the different places trying to, you know, take legal action to kick people out.
Yeah. What about anarchy? Are you a fan of anarchy? Should my listeners be afraid of that word, anarchy?
I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Anarchism is one of the most commonly misinterpreted terms, I think, in the English language.
It literally means without a ruler, which
to
me makes sense. You know, I don't want somebody ruling my life. As long as I'm not violating natural law, as long as I'm not coming after your property or coming after you personally, why should I have somebody telling me what to do? Why should I have somebody ruling me?
Exactly. Anarchism is one of the things that I subscribe to, especially the idea of, you know, not anarchy does not equal chaos. The media loves to say that it equals chaos. It does not. It just means without ruler. It also doesn't mean without rule. There, you can still have democratic decision making. You still have rules based on your community. It just doesn't mean that you're going to be governed by some, you know, some
right.
elitist. Or some
what do you mean by democratic decision making? Go ahead.
Sorry. I guess egalitarian decision-making, participatory, not led by somebody that's, you know, 1,000 miles away in some office somewhere telling you what
to do. Because democratic decision-making, in my mind, implies mob rule. So whatever the majority says, that's what takes control. And the majority of people today are morons. Does that mean I want to be ruled by morons and have them make the decisions? No, and I take that back. The majority of people today are very nice and very intelligent and haven't been brainwashed and indoctrinated by the public schooling system and the media. No, not at all. But, you know, that being said, we have to be careful that we don't, you know, get stuck in the mob rule mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. And along with it, you need a culture change. You need people to start waking up. And a lot of people, you know, are saying reform. In my opinion, there needs to be a revolution. There needs to be a peaceful revolution where people start to really wake each other up and start to promote some change.
Well, how do you see that taking place? Describe to me what you see as this peaceful revolution. And what would you say to those out there that think that there needs to be some blood drawn? You know, oftentimes I wonder how many of these people out there that are saying, we have to storm the White House with guns. I mean, we got to be careful of those people, folks. Many of them are agent provocateurs. But then again, I don't know that we can necessarily take control of our planet or take control of ourselves, more importantly, in a peaceful manner. What would you say is going to take place ideally in your mind?
Gosh, I mean, I don't know what will take place, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm about a peaceful revolution. I'm about social revolution. That's why I'm doing work in film. That's why I'm in school, in the field of sociology. I'm going to do whatever it takes to promote change without hurting anybody violently. I don't advocate that. But something has to happen fast because we're on this kind of teetering brink. And, you know, if I can wake up 100 people or, you know, 500 people or 1,000 people by just seeing the film, then I'm happy with that myself. I hope that it's going to be an exponential increase quick because, you know, I'm afraid. I'm afraid for the future, future generation.
Right on. I am as well. 800-313-9443. We'll try to squeeze in some final phone calls before the show is over tonight. 800-313-9443. If you're just joining us, we've been talking with Mitch Jacobs. He's the actor and screenwriter behind the movie Worlds Apart. Mitch, how many people are involved with this? Are you looking for people to help out? What would you like our listeners to do if they do want to help out?
Yeah, actually, we're going to need a lot of help with the crew, especially. Again, you can contact the Worlds Apart page on Facebook for right now, but we will have a section on the website for people to apply for positions there, and we're going to need a lot of extras. So if you're in Florida and there's going to be some pretty big protest scenes, there's going to be a couple, you know, drum circle scenes. We're going to need a lot of extras. So if you guys want to be in a movie and you're living in Florida, if you're in the area, feel free to contact the Facebook page, and we'll put you on a list and hopefully get you some screen time.
Mitch, can you write in a part where I do a cameo as Bob Tuscan, as myself? I've always wanted to play myself in a movie. You know how they do that sometimes?
Absolutely. If you want a part in this movie, Bob, you just give me a call, man. We'll write it in.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll play myself. We'll do a scene. I just want one scene where the lead character is in this commune and somebody says to him, not commune. That's not what he's in. He's in this reservation, right? This primitive lifestyle that he's living in. And somebody says, "Man, have you ever heard of this radio show? This activist from Florida, the Bob Tuscan show?" And then I come in on a spaceship. Now I'm getting really far out. No, I'm joking. anyways, yeah, we'll develop that idea a little bit better. I don't know that I've got the part down pat yet, so we'll talk about that off air, and yeah, that would be fun. I might be down with that. And it's in the Florida area. You're still in Fort Myers.
Yeah, it's going to be shot mostly Fort Myers, Naples, a little bit north towards Fish Eating Creek, and then also in Miccosukee territory, which is South Tamiami Trail down in the Everglades. So,
yeah, lots of alligators there. You got to be careful.
Oh man, if you, I actually went down there to do some scene scouting, and there was this 12-footer that came up, and this Miccosukee guy had me pet this giant 12-foot alligator. And that was it. That was an experience. You can actually look at that video clip on the World's Apart page if you scroll down far enough.
I'll have to find that. Again, the website's on Facebook?
Yeah, Worlds Apart on Facebook, and then under construction, worldsapartfilm.com. That'll be up pretty soon.
All right, cool. We'll be looking forward to that. Mitch, we got our final segment coming up here, and we'll wrap things up. Try to squeeze in any calls that we may have coming up in the flip side of this break. And, folks, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. I hate to keep plugging it, but there is an urgent need to get the story out about baby Rico. SaveRico.com, that website. We'll finish things up on the other side.
The Bob Justin Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt, chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, final segment here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. And the website, of course, Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. Mitch, it's been fun, brother. I hope you come back on and give us an update before the film is released. And it sounds like you got a lot of great ideas being put forth in this project. What's your hope? Is your hope that this will reach an audience that is beyond just the choir that we're used to preaching to? Do you hope this goes to kind of a more mainstream audience and in that process wakes people up?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I want it to get picked up by a film festival. I want to win and get some new eyes on the film, you know. If we can do well with it, then we'll hit a mainstream audience that will be blown away, I think. And we're excited for that for sure.
Awesome. Do you think that you'll be blacklisted by Hollywood because of the nature of the film? Do you think that they'll try to censor this kind of topic?
Oh, man, you never know. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. But, who knows? Even if we influence a bunch of people around Florida, then it'll get shared. Now we have the technology to spread things virally. So even if Hollywood blackballs us, then it'll be on the Internet. So
that's the way to look at it. I mean, we don't need distribution anymore to make things go viral. You know, that old model has changed.
Exactly. And now, and the good thing is we have access to some of the best equipment to shoot it on too. So we don't need to, we don't need to go to a big Hollywood company just to put a film together. So.
How'd you get access to this top-notch equipment? Is there a conspiracy here, Mitch? You know, people are going to accuse you of being a reptilian Jew if you're not careful.
Actually, no, man. Some the equipment's really easy to come by now. We were shooting Be the Change on a Canon 7D, which shoots in full 1080p resolution, and that was an $1,800.
We're using a Canon 7D for the documentary that we're about to release this month, Shade the Motion Picture, and this is going to be the first documentary of its type that is in such high quality. We're real excited about it.
Yep, $1,800 for that camera, so anybody can make a good looking film now.
Not cheap, but nonetheless not super, super expensive. What is that one camera you're using, the Red camera? What does that cost, $20,000? Jeez.
No, we want to rent it. We can't afford to buy it. I think to buy it, like, the Red Epic is like $50,000.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Even to rent it, it's expensive. But, when you get enough people behind it, then you can make it happen.
All right, well, I'm excited. I'm going to take you up on that cameo in the film, though. All right, Mitch?
Very good, Bob. Look forward to hearing from you.
All right, keep us up to date on how the film goes. Good to
all
hear
right,
from you as well.
A lot.
Take care. All right, there he goes. Worlds Apart. We'll tell you more about that before it comes out. Please, please, don't miss tomorrow night's show. Love you guys. Take care. Chase those crazy ballets out of town.
Chase those crazy ballers out of our town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.